Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. In the first half of the 20th century, organized labor won many hard-fought victories that still define the modern workplace. But as Vanessa May, assistant professor of history at Seton Hall University, reveals, organized labor never offered a helping hand to the help.
Domestics represented the largest category of women workers before 1940, but were excluded from wage and hour legislation until 1974. In contrast, many women industrial workers were covered by labor laws as early as 1908. By 1938, New Deal labor legislation covered both men and women. How had domestics been left out of these reforms? My research found that opposition to labor laws for domestics came from an unlikely source. In 1938, reformers launched a nationwide campaign to pass state labor laws for workers, including domestics, not covered by the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act. In New York, two bills proposed a minimum wage and maximum hours for domestics. Surprisingly, prominent women's organizations, including the YWCA, the Consumers League, the League of Women Voters, and the Women's City Club, refused to fully support the bills. These groups had lobbied hard for the Fair Labor Standards Act. They had written, campaigned for, and championed much of the progressive legislation that made the New Deal transformative. A bill for domestic labor standards could not pass without their support. The members of these organizations were middle and upper class women worried about maintaining access to cheap household help. They, like professionals today, depended on domestics to do the housework while they pursued other interests. The language that these groups used is telling. One Women's City Club member complained, "There is too much talk about labor and industry coming into the privacy of one's home." Activists saw the home as a place where families lived and loved, not a workplace. Housework was maybe not work at all. Today, these ideas continue to shape what we count as real work and who we consider a real worker.
That was Vanessa May of Seton Hall University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College.